Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Excellent. Spoken as you would speak if you were the subject of the central interview, the key interview from Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, and indeed Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine, issue 532, the Borough against AFC Bournemouth, hosted as ever by Editor-in-Chief Rob Nichols. Good to see you, Rob.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Synchronicity is the key thing, and let's face it, we're very close to getting the fifth win of 2013, which has not, when you put those into routine, it hasn't necessarily been the most glorious of sequences. And I hesitate to use the phrase must-win game, but we are looking at that with respect to Bournemouth.
I think so, definitely. Well, I know so, because we haven't won yet at home this season. And we're reaching the point, we've had a difficult away game at Forest, we've got a difficult away game coming up against QPR, but in between, we've got a few games that really we have to be starting, we have to be taking 3 points, not 1 point, and Bournemouth is the first of those, and yeah, we've got to start winning.
Chris Bartley, presumably not Master Chris Bartley.
No, that's his son. That's,
I figured that was
Bartley.
The case. I wasn't sure Thomas might have actually gone beyond Master stage. But Chris Bartley basically presents the statistics in stark black and white. In 2013, Borough have won 4, drawn 7 and lost 19. 2013 to 2014 season, 1-1, drawn 4 and lost 2. Statistically, the season is the worst start for 7 years. Do we need to panic? Well, Chris maintains no. The Fly Me to the Moon forum vultures have already condemned Mogga. I'll defend him, and I'll defend him on the same basis as I'll say that we put all our technical experts, formerly in Japan, now he's living in Keighley, that's Keith from Keighley, formerly of Osaka, Japan, and Mark Aldridge. They have both successfully used iTunes, clicked on the link at southsidebroadcastingpodbean.com, and then can subscribe to this very podcast. So if you want it on iTunes, you probably get all the Southside podcasts. You might have to sort of set your settings. That's what they said. You need to check the iTunes settings, but it's up there.
So
if you're listening to this, which presumably you are, or you're not getting it via cable, via the James Cook University Hospital cable system for Hospedia, then southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, and just a little sidebar there, basically, which says subscribe or iTunes, click on that, and it's in. Just wanted to make that clear, because, you know...
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. We've not just one, but two. Also in the studio, we've got ace student and journalist, trainee journalist from the University of Teesside. That's Kayleigh Carr. How are you, Kayleigh?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. Sounding a lot better than your debut on the programme, which...
definitely.
..was a wee while ago. 7 points. We've actually got more points than Sunderland, Rob. So good news. that's sort of, you know, slightly different divisions at the moment.
Slightly different managers.
I did think job swap. You know, that was,
maybe that's one of the things he could have asked the referee after asking to be sent off. He could have.
We're talking to Canio as opposed to Mr. Mowbray.
Yeah.
Exactly, at this stage of things. Okay, in the studio today, we're going to be talking about the new signings, which obviously have been there, which clearly was focused on the interview you had with Tony Mowbray, because they are what they are. Sorry, just a reference on that side of things there. We'll be looking at some of the other exciting... We've got a poem by Kadeem Hussain, which it seems such a long time ago when he produced his magnum opus, A Season to Remember, A Season to Forget.
Yeah.
But this time it's entitled Sometimes a Thought Comes to Mind, and we'll be addressing that as well, some of the other sort of goodies and things that are working through. But let's talk about some of the things which have occurred since we last got together, Rob. And let's start by the Tractor Boys. Clearly, Tony Mowbray decided he loved them so much, and he spent some time with them there. He decided it wasn't fair to actually win 1-0. You know, it was Albert Adama, sensational goal, you know, real training ground thing. Didn't work on the training ground, worked on the pitch. Yeah. Success there. No, they decided, let's give them 3 goals. Let's have, in the words of our colleagues from BBC Tees, how can you possibly have their left back crossing for their right back and their right back scoring? Where's the defence?
Yeah, absolutely. When we went, obviously it's a long way to go to Ipswich, and last season it was an even longer way back when we got beaten 4-0, and it could have been 5, 6 or 7, and we were absolutely pummeled. And the goals in that game, well, three of them I think were from headers, from players not being marked. So the one thing that Tony Mowbray said in his press conference before the game was that we would be learning from our mistakes, and we would cut out any of those stupid errors. Yeah. And so he was livid afterwards, the fact that, as you say, one fullback crosses and another fullback arrives in the box without any marker whatsoever and doesn't really have to jump. he's got a totally free header and he heads it into the net. So it was a basic error, and that turned the game at 2-1. Because, yes, we had taken the early lead. It was a really good goal by Adoma. And Butterfield had been on for his debut and was looking quite constructive in midfield, which is something we've needed, a little bit creative.
The thing that struck me, Rob, from the Mowbray interview was he was very fulsome in saying that what Ipswich did properly and correctly, obviously Mick McCarthy drilled it into them, was the basics. They did the basics very well. And that's something that, obviously, by implication, Middlesbrough didn't do.
They were under pressure when we were 1-0 up. They were definitely under pressure, and you could see that the home fans were quite worried because they'd had a worse start of the season than we'd had. Yeah. They'd just had the one win. We'd had the one win, but they'd had more losses. So there was a lot of pressure there, and if we could have exploited it at that point and sort of taken over possession as we have done in other games, but instead that the momentum shifted, we allowed that momentum to shift, and it was a and obviously the final goal comes right at the end when we're all pushed up field. But 3-1 is a real knock to the confidence, isn't it? Especially, as you say, a place where you would expect to at least get a point.
We talked last time about how Tony Mowbray is the third longest serving manager in the Championship.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that under a less forgiving chairman, he might well have actually been asked to move on at present, which I'm not saying is a good thing or a bad thing, and indeed, obviously, for the reasons of the magazine title alone. sort of all sorts of other bits and pieces.
No, absolutely. So it's been very patient because, as you've read out, the record of the last year, if you take it as a year, is really, really poor. But, I mean, I just think it's staggering how short the tenure is of managers now, and it obviously doesn't work because only three get out of the division. So,
and Adam Reach, of course, on loan. So he's sort of moved out from the whole system.
Yeah,
we're going to talk those new signings and a whole heap of other things in the next part of the production. A whole heap of other goodies. I mean, Kayleigh, from your own point of view, is this a case of you take great pleasure and delight from a Sunderland sporting family in how Middlesbrough are doing, or do you actually like to have celebrations for the North East around the way, or do you not care?
I really don't. I don't care that much at all.
Doesn't care at all.
Straight over my head.
Well, it's nice to have honesty. That's all I can say.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. Podbean.com.
How can you have confidence in your first aider when all they have is a certificate to say that no one ever failed, when you have no information about their skills, and when, according to the Resuscitation Council, 70% of CPR done in the UK is delivered below standard and inadequate? In an emergency, survival and recovery depend on the help you get before paramedics arrive. Wouldn't you rather have first aiders at work who can really save lives? Life Aiders can. Go to lifeaidtraining.co.uk for details.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3
grams of zinc. Hang on, slow down.
And a tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
you can always call Pharma Nord oh. on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you.
Exactly, I thought it was very important because we've had so many times where we'd waited for Alice to do it. I thought, let's get the manager sorted out on that basis. Borough window shopping. We could not cover the show without talking about the Jacobs. Jacob Butterfield and, of course, Kai Kamara. Unbelievable. No, it's the different Kamara.
Yeah.
Looking good, Rob? Is Tony Mowbray happy with the signings? I mean, obviously there was the rumour about going for the lad from Leeds, Ross McCormack.
Ross McCormack, we were supposed to have made lots of bids for him and got knocked back each time, only for Ross McCormack to sign a long-term contract with Leeds. And then all the rumours were with Becchio, weren't they, from Norwich?
Yeah, I mean, do you think they were actually doing the sort of Wayne Rooney routine, saying I'd really like to play for Chelsea or another club, and at the end of the day it was just a...
Yeah, I think it could well be,
strategy,
couldn't it? Yeah,
strategy.
Very good strategy.
Yeah.
It was a very curious transfer window in that everybody seemed to be taken to the last day, but there was very little... Actually, if you analyse it, and this is what I said to Tony Mowbray, but he said you're stating facts there, which is that all the business
it's
was...
what journalists do, Tony.
All the business...
Good journalists say that, let's be honest.
All the business was done at the top end of the Premier League, really, and there was hardly anything in the Championship, and any of the trading, really, that happened in the Championship throughout the whole window was largely in the parachute teams, the teams that had the money, and there is definitely an us and them feel to it. A lot of free transfers and a lot of loans floating around, but the business, it was an amazing night from watching as a fan, because nothing seemed to happen until after the 11 o'clock finish, when I think it was the Sky reporter from Sunderland said, oh, and by the way, it was like his add-on, is that Middlesbrough have just signed Kai Kamara. And then even later, I think it was after 12 o'clock, a tweet came across the Middlesbrough Football Club to say, oh, we've also signed Jacob Butterfield from Norwich. So it wasn't Becchio that came from Norwich, it was Butterfield.
Exactly. Easily confused in every sense of the word, but you've actually put your finger very much on the official quote that makes this particular edition of Flying to the Moon, the podcast companion for issue 532, spoken by the man himself, Tony Mowbray, in response to your line, there is a chasm opening up, isn't there? You are stating facts, says Tony.
Yeah.
See, that's quality writing, Kayleigh. Yeah, you are stating facts. If no interest in football whatsoever, just read that interview and you'll find that, you know, there are so many magical things within that whole series, which is great. I mean, the other classic line from the same response, actually, Tony Mowbray, I'd have to sit here and think that QPR have a very experienced manager. Well, he would, wouldn't he?
Yes.
And yet Harry Redknapp is a very experienced manager.
He's very experienced at winding the car window down, putting his elbow out, and having a word with the reporters.
Exactly. This is it, you see. That's her routine. I'm sure he'll be offering courses and all sorts of things. Kayleigh, if you saw the FA Cup final goalkeeper from 1976 walking down Linthorpe Road, would you recognise him?
Not at all.
Good heavens. Well, you know, the spider, obviously the superhero from Fly Me to the Moon, would. A hero yeah. that Borough fans might not recognise. Walk down Linthorpe Road, he is, of course, Rob, the outstanding... Ian Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you didn't recognize
him.
I know. So we are. I mean, yeah. I wonder, was that his real hair? That's the only question. He's got the classic 70s afro.
Well, he hasn't got it now if you click on any yeah. photos of him.
That would be
a problem. That could be, you'd get out if you didn't recognize him walking down at Linthorpe Road now. He hasn't got that classic afro anymore.
We talked about the Ipswich scenario. Then, of course, putting things to rights, you go off to Nottingham, the East Midlands.
Yes.
You take a 2-0 lead.
Yes.
You think all's going to go splendiferously well. Mm. And the official line is, no, we want to actually go for a point. We do want to have a win. We want to have 7 points from 7 games. Well, yeah. not 9 points from 7 yeah. games. How did it feel? I mean, you know, from that point of view, it's like a reporter question. How did it feel, Rob? You're well, there, you're tuning up. What?
Absolutely. As everybody said after the game, you'd have taken 2-all at the final. You'd have taken 2-all if you were going into the game, but I suppose that's not the point, is it? 2-0 up with 20 minutes to go against the team that haven't dropped a single point at home and looking very strong for promotion. We were in a good position, weren't we? But once they got that, the key was getting that first goal back. Then there was just like a red tide towards our goal. And the whole crowd, there was a sort of a feeling of belief from a stadium where they don't expect to lose, from a team that don't expect to lose at home. And basically, we were maybe lucky in the end to get away with the 2-all, especially when Ledesma was sent off in injury time by Premier referee Phil Dowd, who... certainly,
he likes his red
himself.
Card, doesn't he?
Yes,
he likes his red
he
card.
He does like his red card, and there was a couple of penalties. A great save from Steele from a penalty given away by Rhys Williams, in which he clearly appeared to win the ball cleanly. Mm. But then towards the end of the game, Lukas Jukovic was wrestled to the ground.
Again, allowing no for penalty. That great quote from Tony Mowbray, probably just didn't quite get into Fly Me to the Moon ahead of US stating facts, I think. The referee pointed like a setter. You know, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. That's what he thought. He thought Rhys Williams was a squirrel. It's yeah. understandable. Often happens, Kayleigh. Referees can't distinguish between squirrels and centre-forwards and defenders.
Yes.
It's easily put together. We use the phrase must win at the start. Yeah. We use it again. I'm looking ahead, obviously, after the home game against Bournemouth, 7 days and away to QPR.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
Interesting.
Yeah, from the frying pan.
A couple of years
fire.
Ago, of course, great win against QPR.
Yes. So under Gordon Strachan.
Exactly, isn't it? It's sickening the way he actually has a success with Scotland. But never mind, that's by the by. And then, of course, we've got Huddersfield at home, Yeovil at home. It could all turn around, but I think we are looking very much at October and the last couple of weeks in September as being fairly crucial in terms of how things are going.
Yeah.
Purely and simply from the basis of, in previous years, Borough have always done extremely well for the first half of the season.
Yeah.
And then collapse to the second half of the season.
It'd be nice to change it around, wouldn't it, at this point?
If it follows that pattern, it's a very worrying time indeed.
Mm.
But there we are. Something that's not going to cause any worry whatsoever is indeed Kadeem Hussein's poetry. Whatever it's actually said. Now, we haven't actually rehearsed this, but I think we'll probably take it from one pause at a time. And if Kayleigh, you'd like to actually take the second of these sort of paragraphs, etc. I'll just say, because it's actually, which presumably is success was never in my fate. Are we reading this down in the column ways thing, or it could be haiku poetry? I don't know. Which is from that point of view. So we have sometimes a thought comes to mind. I'll launch with that. Kayleigh picks up that thing. Rob, you pick up the sometimes a thought comes to mind, and I'll wrap up with the sort of, there we are. That's a little special bonus for the podcast listener. You see, it's what's called the pre-production planning of the event. You see, it's very good. Like it's called like a podcast extra. Just throw it in, no extra charge whatsoever. So it is time for Kadeem Hussein with sometimes. A thought comes to mind. Sometimes a thought comes to mind. There are millions in the world, in thousands of towns, delirious on success, recounting and embellishing millions of legends of their teams.
Sometimes a thought comes to mind. Success was never in my fate. Season after season, the cherished prize, like garbage, tossed away.
Sometimes a thought comes to mind. Heart is not stone or brick. Why shouldn't it feel pain? Why should it not yearn to bask in the glory of success?
A thought comes to mind. If 100 years more of life were granted, no promise of glittering prizes would tempt me from the chosen path, because I have faith. One day, the prize cherished will illuminate this heart, Borough heart, because Borough is in my blood. It's emotive, isn't it? In many ways, we should feel it rather like the Olympic Games, which actually launched with poetry being read like that. You should read it across the Tannoy for the Riverside Stadium, just to actually work through that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we are. And did it send a shiver down your spine, Kayleigh?
No, that's
quite all right.
I should say to you, Alex, if you ever get a chance to go behind the scenes at Hurworth now, they've got quotes, like poetry quotations up all over, motivational. All over the
it's the way forward. That's exactly it. You know, that's the sort of
Salim's in there yet, but yet
exactly, precisely should be sorted out and around from that point of view. So, how do people get hold of the paper editions of Fly Me to the Moon if they don't actually purchase it at the match itself?
And hope they do come along at the match.
Yeah. And we need more than 14,000. You know, 14,000 is okay.
Yeah,
but you know, you really want to
get behind the team in these next few big games. Yes. But you can subscribe. You can still subscribe, and I'll send you all the back issues, and it's. It's £38 for the season. Checks to made out to Fly Me to the Moon, of FMTTM. And the address is Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1 5AP, or go to the website www.fmttm.com and look for subscribe.
Words from the founder, or indeed co-founder of Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, not the magazine, of course, Andrew Glover. Saw him doing a wonderful, fascinating piece for BBC Online about the whole stadium issues.
Oh, right.
He's still actually there in terms of he comments on how, the line in Middlesbrough having changed the setup so that it's Borough fans behind one goal and Borough fans behind the other goal as well.
It's a trend, definitely a trend.
Yeah, he does actually comment on that and sort of feng shui. Who would have thought that Andrew Glover would have gone feng shui on us, working for the BBC does for you. Anyway, that's a little by the by. We've covered that sort of piece there. Kayleigh, it's time for the Kayleigh Clark Predictor Challenge. What do you think will be the result between Middlesbrough Football Club, not Tigers as yet, and Bournemouth? Cherries, not as yet, but Bournemouth.
AFC.
Bournemouth AFC.
I have no idea. I can't even guess.
Give me random numbers.
Okay.
Yes.
Middlesbrough 2.
Yes.
It was a Bournemouth.
Yeah.
It did, yes.
One.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
That'll be good.
That's sorted out. Which leaves us for those last seven words, which, as I say, needs to follow the rediscovery of that winning habit. From that point of view, we haven't mentioned Melvin Emner's, actually. I mean, do you think he deserves a start in the frame, or is he just an impact substitute these days?
No, he actually started against Forest and played very well. He combined with Kai Kamara, who we didn't mention, but Kai Kamara really had a bit of a presence in that game. He's about 6'3", and he puts himself about a bit. And scored in his debut, which puts him in. It's always good to score in your debut, that in esteemed company with the people like Ravanelli, I guess.
Well, exactly. Did you take his shirt and actually?
He didn't. He did a dance. So we can look forward to that special dance.
Strictly Come Dancing, obviously.
That's right.
Definite thought. Yeah, stunning. Yeah. Had some more footballs on the whole field. Billy Ashcroft, of course, was the famous ballet dancer who was there.
Yes.
And I gather that although he's never done ballet, he's gone down with a ballet injury. That would be Andy Carroll.
Ah.
I bet Liverpool are very sad that they let him go to West Ham.
Yeah.
Probably Newcastle are as well. But anyway, enough humour. Those last seven words, Kayleigh Carr and Rob Nichols, a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Yeah, up the Borough.
Yeah, sorry, Kayleigh.
Sorry, I was a bit lost.
Full start. Full start.
We won't disqualify because we're too nice. Let's go again. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
I think we need a third go. Fortunately, we can squeeze in a third go.
Right, okay, I've got
seven
it now.
Seven words, Kayleigh. Yeah. All right, we've got that sorted. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. And up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words. A lifetime of entertainment.